When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me today. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network. And today, we're welcome to Red Fridays, by the way. Remember, everyone deployed, RED. And they're willing to stand on the wall for us. We need to be able to recognize them and honor the fact that they're willing to do that for us. We're going to talk today about a question. Why do we keep going? Which is a great question. That's a real, some days, and if you can, if you've ever had a day like that where you go, you know what, for whatever reason, there's stuff going on and everybody has battles and struggles that we don't tell anybody about or that we don't lots of times share, but we ask ourselves, hey, why do we keep going? What's motivating us? What's inspiring us? What's the fuel we use to get from day to day to day? And some days, if you're like me, sometimes it's moment to moment to moment as things pile up and there's stuff going on and new stuff and life happening on top. Like there's so many things that we battle with, that we struggle with. And so, and that's something that's been very prevalent in my life in the last month or so, in the last few months, has been very, very, very prevalent. And I ask myself, have you ever asked yourself, why do you keep going? Why do you keep pushing? Why do you keep putting it out there? Why do you keep getting out of bed? Why do you keep showing up? Or do you show up? Some days you just go, you know what? I can't adult today. I'm staying in bed. It's too hard. We all have those moments. We all have those days. We all have those times of our lives when it's just a lot. A lot. And the answer to that question, why do we keep going, is the fuel we're going to need to keep pressing on, to keep pressing on. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about and go a little deep into that because right now it's prevalent for me, but I know for a lot of people, I've got lots of friends at the moment that are struggling, that are losing, have lost or in the process of losing loved ones and dads and husbands and grandfathers and best friends, people that are struggling financially and physically and all these different ways. And so, you know, being able to understand and be able to hold on to the answer to that question, why do we keep going? And maybe as we talk today and as I talk through it today and share with you today, transparent, vulnerable with you and just talk through that, maybe I help myself as much as I'm helping you. And maybe I give myself some clarity as well as helping you have some clarity. So we're walking through this together. I've always talked about not wanting a travel agent, right? Somebody that sits there and goes, hey, go to that place. It's amazing. I've heard this. Go to this place, go to that restaurant, go to the try out this. And you go, have you been there? No, but I hear it's good. That's a travel agent. That's not what I want to be with you. I want to be a travel guide. I want to be the person standing next to you, holding your hand and in the trench with you. Not somebody that's telling you where to go that's never been. I'm doing it with you. I've been in that trench. I'm standing in that right now. I'm standing in that trench. Give me your hand. Let's go together. Let's explore this stuff together. Let's do the deep dive together. I'm not asking you to do something that I'm not prepared to do. And in the moment, in real time, doing with you. And so I want to say welcome real quick to everybody. I know there's people listening from all over the place, literally all over the world. Thank you so much for being here. If you don't have a journal handy or something to write with and something to write on, you probably want to do that because we want to be able to take good notes and remember what the good things that we're hearing. Just so you know who you're listening to that you've connected with today, I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet. by raising their emotional quotient. I want to raise their awareness around where their emotional intelligence, their emotional quotient is at. Because when it goes up, when they become more aware, when we, all of us, men and women, when we become aware of our emotions and our, the way we're feeling, there's a reason we have emotion. Acknowledge it's there, deal with it, and then let it go. Don't bury it, or don't put it in a box and put it on a shelf. Hold it to acknowledge for a second or two, or for a minute, or however long you need to, but then let it go. And I teach, I'm the founder and CEO of Ajoule International. I'm a champion mindset mentor to a pro basketball team and to coaching clients, literally from all over the world, multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an international keynote speaker. There's so many things, right? There's so many things. I teach the seven levels of emotional intelligence for men, and I serve primarily entrepreneurial men and pro athletes, but I've been challenged to do some work with women. And so I've been doing that a little bit too, because they plug in sometimes quicker than the guys do. But I mean, I'm going to challenge you, and we're going to talk about it a little bit today. I got some programs and some cohorts in Boxed Inside Out, both a man's and a woman's cohort that I'm looking for clients for. I'm looking for participants for. So, and it's, those are powerful, powerful, powerful experiences. It's not just a workshop. It's an experience. And if you look me up, you'll find advertisements all over the place for it, or reach out to me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And I can send you the information so you can participate. Would love to have you in there. I'm excited to have you find me right now on our new Inspired Choices Network app. It's anywhere you would search for your app store. Find Inspired Choices Network. You can download it for free. We're on Amazon Fire. We're on Google TV, Apple TV, iHeartRadio, Spotify. My kids were excited to find me on Spotify. But all these, we're all over the place. So find us on those spaces and plug in, share it with your friends. We've got a huge, huge ignorant amount of reach in the hundreds of millions. But on what I'm looking for, and I think all the hosts are, what we're looking for is engagement. We're looking for you to be able to make comment and engage us. Interact with us. If you think we're full of poop, tell us we're full of poop. Hey, you know what? That's not right. Or challenge what you're hearing. That's engagement. Tell me we're doing, it's impactful for you. Tell me that you're able to share it with your friends or somebody that you love and care about. That's engagement. That's what we're looking for. So as we get going today, by the way, like, love, share, subscribe to the show and to the network. That helps our algorithms. And of course it helps pay for the show. So thank you for that, but please like, love, share, and subscribe. All right, let's get going. Why do we keep going? I want to just read what I had written as the copy, because it took me a long time to write this, and it went to the heart. And I was in a moment with my pro basketball team. We were in the finals, and we got bounced out. We lost in the final after an unbelievable season, best in franchise history in a whole bunch of different categories. And we finished number one in the league for the whole season. There was so much good stuff. But I wrote this when we were talking about just that, like the day after we had lost that final game. And I was wrestling again. Why do you keep going? And some of the guys, I was talking to them, and why do they keep going? Why do you keep just lost? But why do you keep going? I was trying to put some perspective around that loss. So I want to read you what I wrote, and you can read it at your leisure in the ads for this show. If you go anywhere to watch it, this is going to be as if the enemy within is controlled. Who would that be? That's inside ourself. That's shadow inside ourself. If the enemy within is controlled, the enemy outside can do me no harm. Nothing on the outside can hurt me if I look after what's going on inside. If I deal with what's going on inside of my shadow, nothing can hurt me on the outside. Commit to owning the reasons you lost or that things didn't work. You're not a victim. Commit to owning the reasons you lost. You're not a victim. Demand yourself to take 100% ownership. Look at the challenge in the eye, unflinching, and declare... and declare, I am not going anywhere. Look it right in the eye. The way we take power from someone that's pushing back on us is to let them say whatever they're going to say. Let them call us whatever, all these different, let them say what they want. Look them right in the eye, because that means what you're telling them is, I heard you say that. I'm hearing what you're saying. Do not respond and walk away. And what you're doing is taking back your power. You're taking their power from them over you. So look, the challenge is, look the challenge in the eye, whatever it is, unflinching, and declare, I'm not going anywhere. I fought too hard and too long to quit now. I've sacrificed too much to give up. Ask yourself why you're here. Again, why do we keep going? Title of the show. Ask yourself why you're here, why you started, and why you're going to keep going. Believe and know only you have the power to push your buttons. Don't let anybody else push your buttons. Don't let anybody else get under your skin. Don't let anybody else get free tenant in your head. Pledge that not one will outwill or outwork you. In moments of doubt, remember, and I'm talking to myself right now as much as to you. In moments of doubt, remember, the fire inside you burns brighter than any challenge outside. I'm going to say that again. As long as it doesn't, I don't move. In moments of doubt, remember, the fire inside you burns brighter than any challenge outside. You control your destiny. Embrace the struggle. That's where the nutrients we need to grow are. It's in the struggle. Take something from it. Don't just have the pain and the struggle and not learn anything. That's a waste. Take the struggle. Take the struggle. Embrace the struggle. Harness your resolve and never, ever, never, ever waver. The journey is yours alone, and giving up is not an option. When you understand why you're going forward, nothing can stop you. Confront every obstacle with an unparalleled conviction that you are going nowhere but up. And then I said, come and join in this episode, which promises to transform your life if you allow it to. Are you prepared to do a deep gut check challenge to your own paradigm and insecurities around who you believe you are? And I'm asking myself that same question. I'm asking me, am I willing and prepared to go deep and do it in front of you? Join me and Gordon Melville, Gordon D. Melville, Mindset Mentor, to the Pros Legacy, blah, 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 blah. Invites you to have pulled apart, along with other growth-minded people like myself. There's other people listening that are exactly the same as you and I. I believe in you. Remember to bring your journal and your friends, and let's get after it. Who are you being? There's so much we can talk about here. Why do you keep going? It's a great question. How come? Why? What gets you out of bed in the morning? Do you even ask yourself, why do I keep going? Does that even come up for you? Because some people don't have that awareness. Some people don't use that awareness. They don't have an awareness around that. They just keep plodding along. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. It's a good question. And it's one that will keep us going. Even through the challenges and the struggles and the battles and all the stuff. Why do you keep going? You hold it in front of yourself like your North Star. This is why I keep going. This is why. This is the answer to the question. Why do we keep going? How come? I got to take a quick break. But while we're in the break, pause and breathe like we always do. Pause and breathe. But I want you to think about that. What we're going to go deeper into it and talk about a bunch of different things here. But think about it for you. As you pause and breathe, why do you keep going? What's keeping you in the game? Just before we run, I got to do a quick shout out here to Jose Escobar, who's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at the entrepreneursbookshelf.com. Theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Reach out to him. Great guy. Incredible group. Incredible group. If you want your business to move forward, it's a great place to get that to happen and to learn and to grow and to pour into other people and to network and to get on more stages and get more contacts to be able to write more books and all the different things we want to do to put ourselves out there. So get a hold of Jose. Great guy. Great group. All right. As we take this quick break, like I said, don't forget to pause and breathe, to ground yourself and to percolate what we're talking about. And as you do that, think about it. Why do you keep going? What's your why? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We want to talk about this some much, much more and some deeper in this episode. So don't go away. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Gordon D. Melville, the long bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about why do we keep going? Why do we keep pushing? Why do we keep trying to get stuff done? What's the point? Why do we keep trying when we're pushing into places where there's challenge? And you've heard me say it before, if you're happy where you are, then great, you'd be happy where you are. But I suspect you wouldn't be listening to me just because of the nature of the way I talk. The things I talk about, if you're happy where you are, then you don't need me. You don't need anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to grow, if you want to become better, you want to become more than you are today, then you have to keep going. But why do we keep going? Why? We at some point, we have to say enough is enough. I'm not going to let the past, any of the stuff that's happened up till today, I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. Right. I can't. And I'm not a big it is what it is thing as far as future, because it's not true. But as far as the past. But and I real quick, congratulations to the KW Titans, my basketball guys, my basketball team. They did unbelievably well. It was an incredible, incredible season. They came up short at the end for the whole championship. But you know what? They did amazing, amazing things this year. So for David and Kate Schooley and for Frank and for Katie and Jay and for Coach Cliff and JMO and Q and all the players, congratulations on an incredible, incredible, incredible season. Incredible season. But what happened this season We can't change. Can we go back 2 weeks ago and play that game again? No. Can we do anything to change what's happened 2 weeks ago? No. That's why I'm saying that is what it is. We can't change that. But we can learn from that and then move forward with that new knowledge and that new education and that new experience and go forward. What does next season look like? What can we do differently in next season to get all the way to the end? Set all the records and do all the wonderful things we did even better, but actually get all the way to the end. How do we do that? What do we have to do? So we're learning from, why do we keep going on? Part of what we're doing, we're pushing into the good and the not so good to learn. The nutrients we need are in the challenges we face. And as long as we have a plan to get it done, nobody has a plan to stop us. That means we need to plan. It means we need to actually learn from our mistakes. We have to actually pay attention to what's going on. We need awareness around what's happening around us. And then we need to be courageous enough not to let our past mess with our future. Because what's happened in the past has no bearing on the future. Sometimes you hear people say, well, what's happened in the past is a good predictor of the future. No, the future's perfect in every way. It's a blank sheet, white, perfect in every way. Why? Because it hasn't happened yet. We talk about this thing around victim, taking ownership of the situation. Whether you like it or not, and you've heard me say this over and over and over, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, doesn't really change what is. We all are where we are in our life because the choices we've made. Period. End of sentence, mic drop. We are where we are because of the choices we made. Oh, no, 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 it was my ex. Oh, no, it was my parents. Oh, no, it was a boss. No, did you choose to work there? Parents is a little different, right? You didn't choose your parents. But you can only blame your parents for your life for so long. And when I say that, when I say so long, once you're 18 to 20 and you're out in school or you're out in the workforce or wherever you are, you can't blame them anymore because it's your choices. It's you, good, bad, or otherwise, that are putting you where you are. The challenges we have that I'm facing, our family's facing today, are because of the choices we've made up till now in our whole life, not just this year, not just in the last 2 or 3 years, our whole life. And we can't do anything about that. What we're doing is choosing to deal with what we can now, the way it is now, because that's all you can do, right? You've got just this moment. You got to deal with it the way it is. But understanding why we keep going, why do you want to even keep going, will keep us pressing forward. And you learn from the mistakes of the past. You learn from the good and the bad and the ugly. And then if you're a wise human being, you'll modify your choices going forward to give you a better result or a more desired result or the direction result that you want to go in. You've heard me say, the only things we can control are what we think and what we do, period. What I'm thinking and my emotions, and then how that translates into what I'm doing, my actions. But if you're not paying attention to what you think and you're letting your emotions run you all over the place, your actions are going to not be a happy place. And it's going to make it even harder to keep going. Why? Because you don't have a focus. What is your why? Why do you keep going? Your why is why you keep going. What's your why? What gets you up in the morning? What makes you move? What's the burning thing inside you that I have to do this? What is that? Because if you don't have that, it's very difficult to know why you keep going. And you're just going through the motions. You're not there. You get people look at you and go, you know what? You're not giving it everything you got. Why would you do it if you're not willing to do it 100%? Why do it? I have a book in here I've been reading called Hell Yeah or No. You want to do this? Hell yeah, I'm in. But if it's not that emphatic, then the answer should be no. Doesn't matter how good it is. If you're not going, yeah, I'm all over that. Yes, I want to do that. Then you know what? It's probably not something you should be doing. Unfortunately, we don't do that. We say yes because we want to be helpful or we want to be polite or we want to be, you know, that's a good idea. It's a good cause. It's a good whatever. And we go, yes. Keep in mind, when you say yes to something, you're saying no to a lot of other things because you don't have time. Learn how to say no. Boundaries. Those are connected. Hold your boundaries. Learn to say no without any guilt. There's nothing wrong with that. You make that choice however you want. No, I can't do that. It's a wonderful thing, and I love that. I've said it a bunch in the last little bit. I don't have time to add that. I don't have bandwidth to add that to what I'm doing. And you know what? Doing that will not get me where I want to go this year. So no, it's a wonderful thing. But right now, no. That may change in the future. But for right now, I don't have the bandwidth for that. That leaves me available to do the other things that I want to do that are going to get me where I want to go. But I have to hold on to my why so that I keep pressing forward. When the hits just keep coming. And they keep coming. Life just keep pounding and pounding and pounding. If you, I know so many of us have heard and love to listen to the Rocky monologue where he talks about, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit and your ability to stand back up. Fall on your back so at least you're looking up, because if you can see up, you can get up. These are all things that we talk about all the time that people talk and say, but we don't do. My kids all the time, Dad, I know. I'm like, I know you know. I need you to do. I need you to execute. Do you execute in your life? Do you know what your why is so it can help press you forward? So it can keep moving you in a positive direction. Incremental movement, forward movement. It doesn't have to be huge. Any forward movement is positive. Take that as a win. You're not going to make monumental, life-changing things every day. Not that you can't, but it's probably not going to do that. Celebrate the small wins. Celebrate the fact, you know what? I got a little bit further. I'm a little bit better today than I was yesterday. After my car accident, I've got a concussion. So every day, and there's days that I feel, okay, it's getting there. And then something happens, and I'm like, okay, no, wait. It's not quite there. I'm still doing concussion protocol. And anybody that's had a concussion knows how frustrating that could be, because it's not always there. It's sometimes there. And then I make it worse at the game on Saturday, last Saturday. I was in a hurry, wasn't paying attention, and I tripped. My foot caught one of the risers, and I was literally airborne. I was like a Superman and landed, boom, full body on the concrete. Knocks the wind out of me. I'm, oh, man. Ripped my knees open, bleeding. But did that help my concussion stuff? Absolutely not. And it pushed my body back. My chiropractor and my massage therapist are both like, Ward, what did you do? Because your muscles are tightened up again. But that's life. That's life. We're all dealing with that. What do we do? Life's going to happen. Life's going to happen. It's not about what's happening to us. It's how we respond, not react. Don't react. Because that's without emotion in the moment. Don't do that. Apply some logic. Take the emotion out of it. And then allow yourself to respond. Stimulus. Pause. Respond. But you have to have that awareness. You have to know why you want to keep going. Or why would you? Why would you? I knew I had to get up. And I was on a mission for one of the coaches. I knew what that was the why. That's why I was running around the arena to get, you're not allowed to run, so you have to walk quickly, and I was in a hurry. But I had a mission. I was on a mission. I knew what my why was. So I got up. I couldn't hardly breathe. They're like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. They're like, you're bleeding. I'm like, I know, but I'm okay. Just keep moving. Just keep going. Does it mean you don't do any self-care? No, for the love of God, you got to do self-care. Run as fast and as hard as you want. But you need to do self-care. You need to look after yourself. part of the reason my body and all the things I'm dealing with, a lot of the stuff, not all of it, the accident caused some of it, but a lot of my health stuff is because of the way I treated me. I didn't listen to me. I didn't do any self-care. I'm a walking, talking billboard for what happens when you don't do any self-care, when you don't look after yourself. You just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. There's nothing wrong with pushing. I don't want to crap all over pushing, because I believe that's a good thing. Push, push, push. But build in some self-care. Build in the naps you need. Build in the healthy stuff that you need to do, the meditation, the journaling, and the breath work, and the meditate, all the different bits and pieces. Build that into your day so that you can do it. But it's really hard to do that if you don't know why the hell you're going to keep going. Why are you putting up with that crap? How come? If you don't know, it's really hard to do it. Why would you? You don't want to. And that's not good either. And that's when people say, Gordon, how do you keep going? How do you keep pushing in a positive way with all the negative things happening to you? How do you keep pushing on a positive space? Part of it's holding on to my why. Part of it's choosing, hey, you know what? I'm not giving up. And the other part is, you know what? What's the alternative? Being nasty and bitter, but that's not helpful. It's not nice to the people around me, and it's not helpful in the end. It's not going to get me where I want to go. So I choose. I make a conscious choice. You know what? It's going to hurt. Getting on today and looking at the bright screen is going to hurt. There's going to be pain involved. It's going to be difficult. But you know what? I am not stopping now. I love being in here. I love sharing with you all. I have to. So you know what? Do I do self-care? Yes. Do I have rest and nutrition and do things before and after to make sure that? Yes. But my why is strong enough that it keeps me going. It's important to me. And I keep going. I have to take another quick break. Another quick shout out for Jose Escobar. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening mastery routine program that's changing people's lives. And it is. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at the Entrepreneurs with an S, entrepreneursbookshelf.com. Great guy, incredible program. If you're not doing something as a routine day after day after day after day after day, we are why we'll help you keep going. If you're not doing that, you're not maximizing your day. You can fool yourself however you like. You're not going to get where you want to go. You're just going through the motion. So I encourage you and challenge you, go and find out. He's got a book that's got it in it. If you need it one-to-one, he'll do that with you as well. So reach out to him, Jose Escobar at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com, and ask him about the Connected Leaders Academy and ask him about Entrepreneurs Bookshelf for that mastery program. Take a quick break. I've got my herbal tea today in my special mug. So thank you for that. And pause and breathe, and we'll be right back. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the long-bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows? Speak on more stages. Sell more books, products, and services. Get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships, and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired about why do we keep going? Why do we keep pushing? Why do we keep doing what we're doing? And part of that is our why. The reason we're getting up in the morning. Do you know what your why is? If someone said to you, and it's, this is all tied in, you've heard me talk a lot about, and I ask all the time, who are you being? Who you be? Who you're being has nothing to do with what you do. Don't tell me that you're a dentist or a surgeon or a, you know, an insurance guy or a, there's city workers outside our house today. It doesn't matter what, that's what you do. You're a professional athlete. I'm a pro basketball player. I'm an NFL. That's great. Congratulations, that's wonderful. Do it as best as you can, whether you're doing brain surgery, laser surgery, rocket science, you're digging ditches, you're planting flowers for this. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're a mortician. Whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs to understand their why, but do it to your best ability. Part of the reason, part of the way you do that is to understand what your why is. So what's the, and that's what part of what we're asking, what's the fuel you're using to keep going? Because the why is the fuel. And one of them for me, and I want to share this with you because this is very close to my heart. I have these programs happening. They're called Boxed Inside Out. And where that comes from, because it started with men. We put our emotion in a box. We put it on a shelf because we don't want to deal with it. We were told don't deal with your emotion. Don't acknowledge that. And so we put in those emotions in a box and we put them on a shelf. Or we push them down inside of us because we don't want to deal with them. Either way, it's not good. And either way, we have residual pain from it. So what do? Well, we try and handle the pain. We try and dull the pain. How do we do that? Drugs, alcohol, porn, gambling, whatever. And now I have a vice on top of the problem. And if I leave it long enough, I'm going to have an addiction on top of the problem. That's a much bigger issue. It's hurting me. It's hurting the people around me. Just deal with the emotion. So I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. And what happened last year was that the guys weren't connecting to me at the same level that they were. There was a little bit of a lull. And so one of my mentors, and by the way, if you're a coach or you're, and when I say regular person, I mean somebody that's not professionally as a mentor or coach, if you don't have a coach, I don't trust a coach that doesn't have a coach, because I have blind spots. I'm still learning. I don't know all the answers. I don't have all the answers. Never profess to have all the answers. Matter of fact, I'm not here to be right even. I'm here to share with you where I'm at and what I'm learning and what I've learned. And if that helps you, great. If you disagree, tell me. And I'm on my journey just like you are. So, but this mentor of mine challenged me. Hey, female challenged me. Gord, do you have the balls to do a female version of your men's program? And I was like, I don't know, but I respect her tremendously. And when she throws the gauntlet down, I'm like, when your mentor throws a gauntlet down, you're like, okay, I guess I better pick that up and make sure that I make it work. So I did. I did a woman's version of it. So I have 2 versions of Boxed Inside Out. I do more men's than I do ladies, more women's. But it's called Boxed Inside Out. Stop the excuses. We got a cohort of each that's loading right now. And it's a very small group. I only let about 10, 12 people, and there's no, so in the men's, there's no women, and in the women's, there's no men. Completely specific to the one side. But what you're going to learn is things like foundations of your worth and influence. Where does that come from? How do you generate that? How do you figure out what your worth is? We'll talk about that, and we go deep, deep, deep into these things. Harnessing the power of your thought, because what you think about is what's going to show up in your life. How do you harness that to get where you want to go? The awareness of pitfalls that hinder us. What are the stumbling blocks that are common to everybody? The five sentences of empowerment has been a wonderful, that I'm in the process of releasing an ebook, the five sentences of empowerment. Having a toolkit, getting a toolkit. We'll do that well over that period of time. Get a toolkit for finding and exercising real confidence. Everybody wants it. No, not bravado, not arrogance, real, real confidence. Somebody that goes, you know what? I know what's going on. I know where I'm going. And you can tell that. Yes. Can you tell someone's maybe it's right? We can feel that in our gut. We go, something's not quite right. So we're going to give you a toolkit for finding and then exercising. Because you find it, that's great. You know what it is. Like my kids, Dad, I know. Yeah, but do you do? So find it and then exercise and a whole bunch more. And I want to read you just this one thing. So you're not taking my word for it that it's life-changing. It's been unbelievable. The other cohorts of it have been unbelievable. I've done this with lots, hundreds of clients have gone through these programs. And it always shocks me how much it impacts. And when I did the women's one last year, I think I learned as much as I taught them. It was amazing. But one of those people said this. So again, not my words, their words. Gordon, through his Box Inside Out program, enables you to understand why you are the way you are, leads you through questioning and challenging those paradigms, and then teaches you how to make real changes to bring you into clear alignment with who you think you truly are and what you really want your life to become. Gordon has an undeniable passion for people and a deep desire to see them flourish through intentional growth. You feel it in every session. There is both a gentleness and an intensity in his teaching, as well as boundless encouragement. You owe it to yourself to take this journey with him if you have the courage to step in and engage. You can't help but be changed. That's somebody else. That's not me. But I challenge you. You reach out to me. If that's a group program, if you want one-on-one, Gord, I need to do one-on-one. If you want to do the group thing to find out a little more about me and about how I, if you listen to any of my shows, you know what I'm about. But this goes deep, deep, deep into those concepts. And so some people go, well, I want to do the group before I do a one-on-one. No problem. If you want to do an investigation, just a quick lightning round, we can do that, 15, 20 minutes to find out what the deal is. But you know what? I'm encouraging you. Reach out to me, the long bearded guy. Put the long bearded guy into any social media and you'll find me. You'll find me. Reach out and engage. If you want to grow, you need to have, and it's not that you need a coach. Nobody needs a coach. Nobody needs a coach. Because we have it all inside of us. What we need, and a lot of times what we want, is somebody to help us come alongside and help walk us through the hard parts. I'm a certified high performance coach. Certified. Half a dozen disciplines with Robbins Madonis. I'm certified NLP. I'm certified to teach Napoleon Hill. The thing is, at the end of a day, I've been doing high-level personal development for 35 years. But that allows me the ability to come alongside and help you with your blind spots, same as my mentors are helping me with my blind spots. If you want to, it's not need to, because you can stay right where you are and everything will be whatever it is now. But if you want to go more, you want to grow, you want to expand yourself, you want to be more fulfilled than you are now, or fulfilled at all if you're not fulfilled now, you need to want help. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. I teach my son that all the time, sons that all the time. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Ask for help. Reach out to me. Plug in. go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv and find my happy beard and listen to the episodes. And then go, you know what? I got to plug into this guy. If you know somebody that needs to hear this, plug them into this. Share it with them. Hey, listen to this guy. Please, I'm begging you. Not too proud to beg. Not too proud to beg. I need to take another quick break. Please, please, please pause and breathe as we're going to this break. And if you need me, if you need help, if you want help, if you want guidance, somebody to make it easier for you, plug into the 35 years of experience. Exponentially accelerate your own learning curve by doing that. Reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. We're going for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap up and I got a call to action. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. It's Gordon Melville, Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about and trying to delve deep and figure out, why do we keep going? Why do we keep going? Why do we keep pressing? A couple different things. And if you've listened to me and been on any of the shows, you know I talk and talk. I bunny trails and whatnot. A couple quick things on here. Someday, so if you're not happy where you are, if your life isn't where you want it to be, one day you're going to wake up and stop making excuses about why your life isn't what you want it to be. One day you're going to go, enough is enough. I'm done. No more excuses. I'm going to do what I need to do. You want to? No. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Difficult? Yes. Are you going to lose people? Absolutely. You're going to piss people off? Yep. That's the way it works. Growth is messy. But if you want to grow, you have to embrace the messy. Most of what we allow to move us is external. We allow stuff around us to move us, right? We allow things to influence. We react instead of proactive, right? We allow things. That's external. Stop that. Move that work inside of you. Give yourself the gift of embracing what you allow to move you, coming from inside. That's your why. That's your why. That's inside you. Let that push it out. Don't let the external stuff drive you. And if you're not where you want to be, because a lot of times we are not where we want to be because we've given ourselves an option. There's a plan B. I gotta have a plan B. No, well, as soon as I have a plan B, I don't push so hard on plan A. I don't give it my all because in the back of my mind, it's okay, I've got a plan B. Burn the boats. Burn the boat. What does that mean? There was a Greek general that said to his, they had to, in the war, the one war, they had to go to by boat to get to the land. And they were outnumbered. They were outweaponed. Everything was against them. And the general said, burn the boats. There's no retreat. We win right here or we die right here. No option. Burn the boats. Take the options away. Take the backup away. And you'll push forward. And they won that. They won that war. But we give ourselves, we're not where we need to be because we give ourselves the excuse. We give ourselves an out. But we do have what it takes to do it. You have what it takes to do it. But why do you do what you're doing in your life? That's the big call to action today. Think about it. Write it down. Think, meditate with that. Why are you doing what you're doing? What is getting out? Be honest with yourself. Don't BS yourself. You've heard me say, look at your checkbook and look at your day timer, because where you spend your money and your time, that's your priority. Those are your priorities. But what's driving those priorities? Your why is driving those priorities. But be honest with yourself. Are you headed in a good place and where you want to be or no? And then why or why not? Are you headed where you want to be? Yes. Great. Excellent. Congratulations. Keep pushing. Don't forget your self-care. But if you're not, what are you doing to change that? Because you have the power to do that. It's not on anybody else. It's on you. You're not a victim. Put your head out of your butt and go. All the stuff that's going on in our life at the moment, it's on us. We have to deal with it. Yes. Is it pleasant? No. Is it hard? Absolutely. It's brutal. Brutal. But you know what? It's life. We all go through it. Have some compassion. Have some not even empathy necessarily, because you have to have experienced what they've experienced. But you know what? Be kind to people. You have no idea what they're dealing with. People in the grocery line at the grocery store, people in the bank, people you see walking on the street. Be kind. Be kind. Have awareness. Huge word. Have awareness for what's happening around you. I'm hoping this has helped, and I hope you feel my heart. I hope it's coming across, because you know what? I give a shit about you. I love you enough to love you where you are, but not want to leave you where you are. You want to plug into Box Inside Out? That's exactly what that's about. Give you a helping hand, take you along and lift you up. Help you have some direction. Help you have some, help you find your why. Makes a complete difference on the way you live your life. If you want that, reach out to me. Reach out to me. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Reach out to me. You can control that. That's on you. You know how to get a hold of me. Watch the show again. Write it down. Next week, June 7th. Same place, same time, same happy beard. Please tune in to find out what the topic's going to be about. Because this has been evolving. These topics have been evolving. A lot of them are coming out of my own life and what's happening with me, what I'm dealing with. And I'm thinking, you know what? I can't be the only one dealing with these things. There's no way out of 8 billion people on the planet, I'm not the only one doing this. I'm not the only one that's struggling with some of this stuff. I'm not the only one that battles this way. We all battle this way. Everybody is unique, just like everybody else. Embrace the challenge. Learn from the challenge. Ask for help. As we go into this next week, until I see you again, be courageous. Don't let things happen. Be courageous. Be unapologetically you. That's unique. No one else can be you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Live out you abundantly and with intention. I love you. Big hugs. We'll see you next week. Last question. Who are you being?
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. you are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!